In moments, he'd made it to the main trail. He slowed to a fast walk and forced his expression to neutral. If their uninvited guest didn't know they'd been discovered, Kai would rather not give them a hint. Could a human have made it through the veil to Moronaya? It was a long, treacherous crossing for those without the talent of the guide. Humans were much more likely to stumble into She Hills than a world as far removed as this one. But the cell phone was a human invention, something only found on Earth, and couldn't be here otherwise. Unless a Moronaian exile had found their way through the magic that kept them from returning through the portal. They'd certainly have cause to hate Lear, their gatekeeper. At the sight of the woman approaching along the path, Kai slowed. Nothing about her screamed threat, and yet something about her bothered him. His eyes narrowed on the clothes she wore, the cut different from any in this area of Moronaya. Really, any area he knew of, though he hadn't traveled to every holding on the vast continent. Perhaps she was a visitor from a distant branch. Then again, the camp had also been different. The red of her hair blurred into the brown of her tunic as he pulled energy into his hands. Kai shook his head against the dizziness and tried to focus. By the time his vision cleared, the woman's brow had pinched into a concerned frown. Had he wavered on his feet? She'd certainly picked up her pace. When she drew to a halt in front of him, her hand lifted as though to touch him. Then her green eyes met his gray, and she froze. With a shuddering breath, Kai opened his energy to scan the woman for any sign of a threat. As his energy found hers, his mind went blank. "Gods," he gasped. "Are you okay?" All the power he'd gathered seemed to drain out at once, leaving him hollow. Kai pulled his essence back and scrambled for something resembling real. Surely it wasn't this. Finding one whose soul could join with one's own was rare, and after 500 years, Kai had long ago given up hope of meeting his soul-bonded. But he knew it was her, this stranger. "Seriously, do you need a doctor?" She shifted on her feet and glanced behind her before returning her attention to him. "You've gone pretty pale." Why did she seem so familiar? The cast of her eyes and her high cheekbones reminded him of someone. But he couldn't have met her before and not recognized her as his bonded. "Where are you from?" Her brows rose. "Are you just going to ignore my questions?" "I'm sorry." He ran a shaky hand across his face. "I'm in a rush, and you startled me. I'll be fine," he hoped. The woman's lips twisted as she studied him. But she let him get away with the evasion.
"I'll let you be on your way, then."
She stared at his still form.
"If you'll let me by."
The mental image of Lear impaled on a steel blade, as Lear's father had been, warred with Kai's fear of losing the woman, his bonded. "You didn't tell me where you're from," she shrugged.
"Far away. Really far. I'm visiting relatives."
The dull throb of energy depletion twisted in his head to mingle with the rising panic. What if she left before he could find her again? Kai lifted a hand to his burning chest and wrapped it around the pendant that had slipped free as he ran. The pendant? How different were her customs? Surely even the distant branches understood bonding. If she took it, he could find her again, always. "There is danger near, my lady, and you are unarmed." Kai pulled the chain over his head and held it high, the round medallion glimmering in the sun. "I would prefer to see you protected." Uneasiness filling her eyes, she stepped back.
"I'll be okay."
"I can't take that risk. This will shield you." And it would. For if he sensed her in danger, he would kill any who caused it. Didn't she understand that? "I have to find Lord Lear at once, but I hate to leave you." Her mouth pinched into a thin line and she shook her head.
"That looks important. I couldn't accept it."
Kai tried to send a mental call to Lear, but was still too far away. He swayed, pain sparking behind his eyes. He had to go while he still could. Surely she would recognize the bonding magic once he activated it. Itaya ai nakmor ke ler ai anantain. The flash of light from the pendant reflected for a moment in her widened eyes.
What?
Please, take it. Pain crashed through his skull as the forming bond pulled at his energy. It's yours now.
She reached out a hand, her fingers almost brushing his.
Are you sure? Very sure. More light flared as she accepted the necklace. Kai almost dropped to his knees from the surge of power. He tried to smile around rising nausea. Be careful. At the first hint of danger, call for me. His bonded frowned up at him as the chain settled around her neck.
Thank you, I think.